This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. The National Testing Agency, NTA, yesterday announced fresh dates for the recently cancelled NCET, joint CSIR, UGC NET and UGC NET June 2024 cycle examinations. In a notification issued yesterday, the NTA announced that the NCET 2024 will be held on 10th of July, joint CSIR UGC NET on July 25th to 27th, while the UGC NET June 2024 cycle exam will be held between 21st of August and 4th of September. The NTA has advised the candidates to visit its official website www.nta.ac.in for further information. It also said that the All India Ayush Postgraduate Entrance Test 2024 will be held as per its actual schedule on 6th of July. The government has amended the Employees Pension Scheme, EPS, to ensure that EPS members with less than 6 months of contributory service also receive withdrawal benefit. This amendment will benefit more than 7 lakh EPS members every year who leave the scheme with less than 6 months of contributory service. The central government has ensured that every completed month of service rendered is taken into account to give proportionate withdrawal benefit to the members. The amount of withdrawal benefit will depend upon the number of completed months of service rendered by the member and the wages on which EPS contribution was received. Labour Ministry said that the measure has rationalised the payment of withdrawal benefit to the members. More than 30 lakh withdrawal benefit claims were settled in 2023-24. The 52-day long annual pilgrimage to Holy Shrine Cave of Sri Amarnath Ji commenced this morning from both Pahalgam and Baltal routes in Kashmir Valley amid tight security. The yatra will come to an end on 19th of August on the auspicious occasion of Shravan Purnima. The Union Territory Administration has made elaborate security arrangements to ensure smooth conduct of this yatra this year. The Rajya Sabha yesterday took up discussion on the motion of thanks on the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Parliament amidst opposition's ruckus on the NEET examination issue. A total of 21 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Initiating the discussion, BJP MP Sudhanshu Trivedi highlighted the achievements of the government in the last 10 years. In the recent Lok Sabha elections, he said the NDA has got more vote shares in the southern states in comparison to the Congress Party. The BJP MP added that the Congress Party failed to get three-digit numbers in Lok Sabha in the third attempt. Mr. Trivedi said that India has become the fifth largest economy in the world, leaving behind Great Britain. Kavita Patidar, Krishnalal Pawar, Dr. Bhim Singh, Dr. Anil Bonde, Ramchandra Jangra of BJP and others participated in the discussion. The discussion is underway. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will lead the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit to be held next week. Talking to media, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the summit will take place from 3rd to 4th of July at Astana in Kazakhstan. Replying to a question on the situation in Lebanon, Mr. Jaiswal said around 2 to 3,000 Indians live there. He said Indian embassy is in touch with them and they have been advised to be in touch with the embassy. In the wake of temporary closure of Terminal 1 of IGI Airport in Delhi due to roof collapse amid heavy rainfall, Union Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu has asked all airlines to maintain fair stability to avoid passenger inconvenience. An advisory has also been issued all airlines to ensure that this situation does not lead to a steep increase in airfare. One person lost his life and four others were injured after the collapse of the canopy of Terminal 1 of Delhi Airport due to heavy rainfall in the national capital yesterday. The India Meteorological Department has said that southwest monsoon has further advanced into some parts of Rajasthan, western Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, entire Delhi, remaining parts of Madhya Pradesh and more states. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with South Africa in the final of T20 World Cup at Barbados this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.